Today's conference is the fourth time that the international community has met to raise funds for humanitarian aid for Syria. $9 billion was being sought by United Nations agencies and regional governments who are hosting refugees. The conference comes just a day after talks between government and opposition groups collapsed in Geneva, suspended following differences between the two sides on the priority of humanitarian issues. Ban Ki-moon told delegates in London that the pause in the intra-Syrian talks shows just how deep divisions are in the country, where humanitarian access is limited. In his appeal for funding for humanitarian aid, he said that long-term international support is necessary.
Even if, by some miracle, the conflict ends tomorrow, the enormous humanitarian and development needs will continue for years and even decades. The United Nations stands ready to lead and coordinate this effort. Syrian and other refugees need the chance to work and provide for their families. Today, let us commit to getting all Syrian children into school within months, not years. Offering hope is the best way to slow the exodus of educated Syrians and prevent the radicalization of lost generation.
Stephen O'Brien, the Under Secretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and Emergency Relief Coordinator, said that support today will rekindle the hopes of the Syrian people.
So let us show the people of Syria we are their partners, and let us give them the seeds of hope for the future by taking the unprecedented step of meeting 100% of this year's appeal.
Representatives from 60 countries have attended the conference, including 30 world leaders. Nikki Chadwick, United Nations, London.